For those that are not familiar with Heather's background, she worked as a Bloomingdale's trainer and retail sales manager, made her way into dentistry, helped take a practice that I was working with from 1 million to 2 million in less than 18 months. She kind of funny, she had a $1 million clientele book in Bloomingdale's, and she brought that into dentistry, and it was just fabulous what she did, with very little experience, and then being able to develop these systems and bring a high level of customer service. So very appropriate for the topic of fee for service. And we find that you never can have too much customer service. Whether you are a fee-for-service practice, a PPO practice, or HMO, you could always bring more great service. So you always want to err inside of more. And Heather, there's always more to her. She's known as the million-dollar customer service genius. So without further ado, we welcome Heather Nottingham. Okay.
Okay. I didn't get an answer. Sorry. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
So today, since we're talking about fee-for-service, there's two things that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the fee-for-service mindset, and then also we're going to cover how to get more fee-for-service patients. Those were the two things. So the first one we want to talk about is having a fee-for-service mindset. And since I teach the phone program, in my opinion, the fee-for-service mindset starts with the first phone call when the patient calls up or prospective patient calls up. So if you've ever called, let's say, a five-star hotel like the Ritz-Carlton, and we're going to have an awesome webinar tonight about the Ritz-Carlton approach, or if you've shopped in a high-end store like Bloomingdale's or a Saks, then you know that they not only have the best customer service in place, it begins, it's not just in the business, it's when you pick up the phone and you call them. It starts immediately if you have a question for one of their sales associates. So in order to get higher-end patients, what you have to do is you have to put out a high-end philosophy in your office, and you have to carry that philosophy into everything that you do. So this means that everything that you do, you go above and beyond for your patients. So for example, if you have, let's say, Saks Fifth Avenue, call them to ask them a question, do you think that they would rush a customer off the phone if they were busy or put them on hold? Absolutely not. You would never experience something like that. So it's the same thing. You have to look at it the same way in your dental office. You're going to want to spend as much time as necessary with your patients to give them amazing service. That doesn't mean that you have to talk their ear off. If you've helped them and you've gone above and beyond, then that's what you want to look for. So some top tips to get that fee-for-service mindset in your office. First, you want to be prepared to consistently wow your patient. And again, that's not just on the phone, but in the office as well. The second is you want to know how to really connect and build rapport with your patient so that you can effectively meet their needs. You want to ask questions about them and be genuinely interested in what they have to say. The third is you want to share the sizzle, and that's something that we teach in the program at All-Star. And what that means is you want to know not just the features, but the benefits of why they should choose your office and what sets your office apart from the competition. And when we say competition, the competition isn't just other dental offices, but it's anything else that they could spend their money on. So it's the new, latest iPhone or whatever they could spend their money on instead of coming to the office. You want to say why your office is the choice that they should make. The fourth is you want to show the value. So why should they pay out of pocket to come to your office versus just, you know, paying a copay or no payment at all in another office? This is really important because it's like someone having a free hotel stay, but it's for the Super 8 motel versus paying an expensive night to go stay at somewhere like the Ritz-Carlton or somewhere like that. You're paying for the experience, but you have to make sure that if they're paying for the experience, your office can actually deliver that experience in the way that it's going to be important to them. The fifth is you want to go above and beyond, and we talked about this before. So keep open lines of communication with your patient so that they feel special. If you tell them that you're going to call them back in 24 hours, well, then call them back sooner than that. You always want to underpromise and overdeliver. If you tell them that you're going to work to get them an appointment sooner, make sure you do it, or at least keep them in the loop as far as that you're working on it. If you start something in your office, make sure you take it to completion for the patient. And then lastly, make every interaction with your patient special, as if you're talking to a family member or somebody that you are really good friends with that you haven't spoken to in a while and you're really excited to help them and talk to them. So that is all the aspects of the fee-for-service mindset with respect to new patients or talking to patients on the phone.